Hey, everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim.
And I'm Kyle. And Kim, did you use the butt plugs I bought you?
Next time I hang out with you and your wife, I'm just going to ask you how much anal sex you've had in your life. That's a normal conversation to have with friends.
Yeah. My banana got hard. Tried to put it in the donut. Didn't work.
Not a normal conversation to have with your... That's perfectly fine conversation to have with your friends. Not a conversation to ask your friend's significant other whom you don't know very well.
Who you've never met. Literally never met before.
Also, Statler has entered the room. Welcome.
She's here.
Welcome. This girl's making lean cuisines. She's looking for bugs and logs. She's having sex in crowded elevators. I would like to know the logistics of this. It seems illegal or like you may be arrested, but nope. She's here to tell the tale.
She likes sex a lot.
Gold. Yes, she does.
Yeah. Yeah.
She says she's pretty good at it. So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe if you're going to move in with someone, especially if they live overseas, you might want to let them know. But other than that, no issues with her.
what's the problem? If we ever have a cray cray meetup in Texas, it's definitely going to be at Love Potion 69 or whatever the fuck that place was. Better than sex.
Looked it up. Better than sex. The only location in Texas is in Plano. So I'm calling fraud in here.
How far is Plano from Irving?
I have no idea. It's Texas. It's a very large place.
Probably far.
If you don't think that I looked up the details of that cookie nookie pie, you don't know me very well. It looks delicious, and I want some right now. I mean, look. Violet's mom.
35-minute drive. 35-minute drive.
Okay, that's fair. That's reasonable.
You would travel for that.
Absolutely. 35 minutes. I mean, with traffic, that's like basically down the road for me. So,
right.
You know, Violet's mom, I'm feeling her. She says, "You guys aren't even married and you're already miserable. Get rid of this guy." Love the attitude. Great stuff. Yeah.
Time to move forward.
Just love Violet in general. Violet's like, I am living my life. Fuck off if you don't like it. Why did you come here if you think I'm such a bad person? Great questions. All the right questions. Thank you, Violet. We have the same questions.
But I came such a long way. I risked it all. In America, we have doors.
On Dick Me Abroad this week, it was, in America, we have ice. And now, right. Riley, we have doors in America. Yeah, well, it's probably like 3 degrees in the winter where you live. Not in Vietnam. It's nice. The breeze running through the house. Oh, these people. Did you miss?
It's too bad that this episode wasn't filmed on the 4th of July. Because there was a good you liar, you lie here.
Did you miss Misha in her
cute and mute?
Yeah.
I totally did. She's fucking great podcast fodder.
I know. Cute when mute. Cute when mute. She's practicing being mute this week, I guess. Did you miss?
Look, she had shit to do.
She had visions to have and vacuuming to do.
Yeah.
Two sons to see. She's busy. I have a feeling, Misha, not a whole lot happens because we're getting very little. And I'm really worried that the Statler thing fizzles really fast or something because it's episode 6 and we're just now meeting her.
This is episode six. Which,
yeah,
when I started taking my notes, I wrote down that this was episode 3. That's how my sense of time and space has been distorted lately.
Kyle, we could be in for like a 22 episode season. We just don't know. So,
and we're not going to guess ever.
Nope, never. We never guess how many episodes done are in this that. Season. I thought it was overall like a pretty good episode, though. I have a lot to say. A lot of people landing in the countries where they're going. Cleo, you Christian is not out of your league. Never say this. And just in general, never say this to a significant other that is as annoying as Christian, because he looks like he's going to be pretty annoying throughout this whole season. Pretty annoying.
But he is rapidly, like, bullet train speed toward dad bod at 26 or whatever his age is.
That's like the least of my issues with him, but yes, also true.
Yeah, I think Christian is really close to developing a passionate interest in World War II history and wearing jean shorts.
Those are, I mean, the passionate, you know, passionate about World War II history seems, wait, is this a bad joke that I'm not understanding?
It's not a dark Kyle joke, okay, with all, okay, sorts of weird of horrifying context, Kim, don't worry.
I was like, whoa, backpedal, what's a Kyle mean by that? Yeah,
no, you're thinking of khakis and tiki torches, Kim.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. The guy just thinks he's so fucking cool, you know what I mean? Like, it's really hard to deal with. I don't like him at all. Even if he weren't doing, like, even if he weren't, like, he and his bigot family weren't talking about, like, the trans stuff, I still don't like him. I just think his personality is annoying. So, to say you're a dog person when Cleo clearly wants you to love on her cats is just, like, kind of irritating.
I don't give a shit about cats. Neither do you.
No, but if my fuck significant your cats. Other...
No, those cats, those cats are fucking adorable.
They were really cute.
They're so really cute.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So, do you want to start with Gino and Jasmine? Is that where we're starting?
They're happy for 5 minutes here in the park.
Are they? Yeah.
A little bit.
When they're running?
But then she has to meet Dane over video chat. And
he didn't go with her to the park initially. Wait, did they run first? Or she video chatted first with Dane, right? I can't remember.
Basically, it's like week one has passed. Jasmine runs some errands. It seems like they're happy for 5 seconds because she tells him, she's all cutesy and lovey-dovey at the apartment. But then she immediately FaceTimes Dane and tells him all the horrific things that are going on.
Mainly that he just won't have sex with her. That's it. That's the horrific thing. He banged her that one time, but then he hasn't had sex with her since.
Do the major, I think, question here is assuming that Jasmine isn't banging him, Dane. Do you kind of buy, a part of me kind of buys Jasmine's analysis of why she's not a hypocrite. And that might sound crazy, but basically she says, listen, if Gino did this, I would lose my fucking shit at him. And I know that sounds, I know that sounds crazy, but he is an untrustworthy piece of shit, and I am a mature person. And I don't really trust Jasmine necessarily, but like, I think that's within the realm of possibility. I mean, Gino has been proven to be a fucking scumbag by sending her nudes to his exes to try to make them jealous and talking shit. And I mean, do you remember all the text messages that were all over Reddit last season about with Gino texting his sugar? You remember all the sugar babies and all that shit? Like, Gino fucking sucks. He is not trustworthy. And so if Jasmine is telling the truth, I don't know. Is that something like you lay down that rule and then you must adhere to it, even though you're not a danger of cheating, which I'm not sure is true. But like, do you know what I mean? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I was surprised. Like, they made this phone call or this video call with Dane look so bad. And I mean, I still think it's inappropriate to tell somebody were sleeping with, like, oh, my boyfriend. Like, you obviously have these two girlfriends, like, talk to them about it, you know, in confidence. But to video chat Dane, it was clearly like a, you know, kind of a ploy for production or whatever, or to make it more dramatic. I would not be pleased with that. But I do agree with her in that it is insane that we are calling Jasmine the mature one in this relationship, but it is true. Like, Gino, I don't know that Gino has the ability to be friends with a woman.
Totally. Yeah. And I agree with you. I don't think that phone call was appropriate, but I think Jasmine would freak out no matter what the contents of the phone call would be to an ex if it was Gino.
That's true. And I thought this phone call overall was fairly innocent. Like, even when she says, like, he doesn't want to have sex with me. And it would be, I wish she would have just said, like, oh, I just needed a male perspective, because that might be it. Like, she just wants a male perspective of, like, what is this, you know? And in that case, check Reddit. They'll give you some honest answers. But, you know, he's like, oh, that's not good. But then he goes on to tell her to get they should do couples therapy and they should figure out what is impeding the relationship. And he doesn't really hit on her or say anything really that creepy, I didn't think. The call overall didn't creep me out, but I still wouldn't want my significant other asking his ex, who he's slept with in the last few years. Like, I just wouldn't want this conversation to happen.
I wouldn't say that Dane gave bad vibes, but if I was Dane's partner, I don't know. I think I might have been creeped out by that call.
Yeah.
Like, if you're Dane's wife, because it's just a lot of information. He said he was on a family trip. I think that he is in a relationship. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
I took that to mean his parents and stuff. But didn't consider he could have his own family and he's in Thailand with them. Yeah. My husband, if we're in Thailand, my husband is not calling his ex-girlfriend to talk about her sexual issues with her current boyfriend. Not happening. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. But I took it to mean that he was just like with his parents and his siblings or something.
No, his advice is the sane advice. He basically just says, yeah, maybe you should fix this before you decide to marry him, bro. You know, it's
great advice. Yeah. And then the production asked Jasmine, like, what if Gino was video chatting with his exes? And she admits, over my dead body.
Tactical nuclear weapon deployed in Gino's asshole in the form of a butt plug. It would be a butt plug covered in Cholula.
That
would be assault. That's not funny. I apologize.
Just because of the Cholula, or I I love that Jasmine is happy that Dane is strategically on a family vacation this week, because I had wondered, like, how have they not just run into him in the hallway?
Oh my God. Yeah, he got the F out of there.
Yeah, he did.
Smart.
Yeah. So then they go for this run in the park. I want to know how long this run was, because Gino
30
really
seconds.
Gino looks like he's struggling, and she is like running with a giant bag.
They jog for 30 seconds. He didn't look struggling to me. He wasn't even heavy breathing when they were done.
Maybe they definitely only ran for a minute or two. And then they're like, what is this twerk stretching? Is she just trying to be sexual? Like,
she's trying to get him. He's trying to get his banana hard in the park.
Has she not, like, this isn't working. This is like a problem. He says it's because they argue. He says this is like something deeper.
Yeah, clearly. Because they've been there a week. They had sex on, what, I think like day two. If there was a serious fight, I feel like it would have been filmed, or the aftermath would have been filmed. So that means there's a good 4 days in there where they haven't actually been fighting that bad, and no sex has been achieved. And he just blames it on the fighting. And at first, I kind of took him at his word that, yeah, I mean, I guess I get it, but it's a little bit of a catch-all excuse now, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's really obvious that he has ED or maybe low T, and I just those are just things that, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's something to be ashamed of anymore.
Not at all. It could be like a psychological thing too. And like, again, like not anything, like just figure it out though, you know? And it seems like he's kind of in denial, and he's blaming the arguing. He is also extremely uncomfortable with PDA, and Jasmine insists on always making him uncomfortable, though. And I'm like, stop. Like, what is this? I don't know. It's a lot. Because she's like squatting behind him, and he's like,
It's a pegging squat is what it looks like.
It does. I mean, imagine if the genders were reversed and it was like some dude trying to squat behind his girl in public, and she's like, I'm not comfortable. Like, we'd be like, stop doing that to her. So I am like with Gino on this. If he's uncomfortable, she should stop. Like,
it's not going to get him hard. He's just embarrassed.
This movement will help you during intercourse because you're robotic. I'm a wild beast.
I'm a wild beast in bed.
Well, and he's like, when we argue, I lose my desire. So we need not to argue. I'm like, well, we haven't seen any arguing in like a week, though.
Right. Exactly. She asks him for his fantasies. And I wanted to hear what you think Gino's fantasies are, because he does not he does not divulge anything.
Okay. I think something to do with hats and
I wrote down two hungry man dinner chicken fried steaks glued together in a cowboy hat.
Did you come up with that, or did ChatGPT?
You can go check. That was my first post on Threads from like 4 days ago.
That
we have
is
lots
amazing.
Of followers.
Yeah. Oh, great. That's so funny.
And then my second guess was, he has dinner alone, watches the Cleveland show with his shoes on, and the rest handles itself.
I mean, what, he was getting something out of these sugar babies, clearly. So I wonder, like, what was it that they were doing that was getting him off?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because he's cheap. So it's not like he gets off on showering people with money, although I think he's actually given way more money to these sugar babies than Jasmine.
Yeah.
But God, maybe it's just a kind of attention. And the sugar babies, I think, are just enough at arm's length to where he doesn't. Maybe he is really genuinely afraid of the commitment to Jasmine, and the sugar baby attention was ephemeral and disposable, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And again, like, it's clear he never likes to get too deep because that's scary to him. And so maybe it is just because it's so surface level that it works. Gino cannot dance. We learn in the next scene they're at dinner with Jasmine's two friends, and Jira, which is a triggering name for anybody that works in tech.
Wait, pardon me?
Her name is Jira.
Stop. Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. Jira
and Juana. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I was like, oh, man. Okay. So, did you use the butt plugs that I got you? Great first question to somebody you've never met.
No, she took them out and then he run off.
Stop. Oh, man. Her friends were like fun at first, too. They were like trying to dance with Gino and he was being a good sport about it. And
Jasmine's not jealous of him dancing with her friends. It looks fun. He's into it.
They say he looks good for his age and he looks good from the back. I was like, really? Okay.
They basically say he's not hideous and he's got a butt, you know?
Perhaps completely flat.
Perhaps for a plug.
He says, can we change the subject?
Right.
He says, says he's never had anal sex. I think he kind of confirms that. And then he's like, can we talk about something else?
It drives me. It's so funny to me. Like, I think that Gino weirdly is just, I don't know if prude is the right word, but he is so, there's some weird sexual repression going on with him. And it's wild to me that you're sitting in a bar drinking with three beautiful women. They want to talk about sex. And then you're like, let's change the subject. So who's been cheated on? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I guess so. I don't know that I would want to talk about that with strangers. Like,
yeah, but why do you pivot to that?
Yeah, he didn't. He asked how they became friends, how Jira and Jasmine became friends. And they said that they had both gotten out of relationships 9 years ago and their boyfriends had both cheated on them and they bonded over that. So he didn't ask like who's been cheated on. He's like, how do y'all know each other?
I guess. But he really went for it, though. He took that ball and he tried to hit it out of the park.
Yeah. But then it comes up that Gino knows about the video call with Dane earlier. And I'm like, Jasmine, like, she was acting all cagey when she got back to the apartment. And so he was like, what did you do? And she could have hit it, but she didn't. She just like told him, and he did think the conversation was inappropriate. And I don't know. I'm just like, why didn't you talk to your female friends, Jasmine? Why didn't you just call up Jira and be like, Gino won't have sex with me and blah, 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 and like talk it out with them? He wouldn't have been mad about that.
File a ticket with Jira about it. I'm sorry.
Write a user story in Jira.
Five people got that joke. I apologize.
I know.
It's so weird that how both of these people choose the timing of their battles and when and how and in what company to fight them. And, you know, to Jasmine's credit, she doesn't freak out. She doesn't engage, really. She doesn't go along with what he's trying to do, which is essentially embarrass her as revenge for all the times that he's felt embarrassed by her. And she doesn't take the bait, though. She's like, I'm here to dance. Get the fuck out of here.
She also, though, like, Gino, I don't know if this is where most people would take this, but Gino is like, now I think Jasmine's cheating on me because she's acting sneaky. She's hiding conversations. And I'm like, did she hide a conversation? She kind of told you like 2 hours after it happened.
Right. It was pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah. So he does tell her friends because he's talking to Jira by himself because Juana doesn't speak English. And she's like, if I was friends with my ex, Jasmine would blow a nut. And that is true. But he's asking Jira what she knows about Dane. And she doesn't really help the situation. She's just like, Jasmine's all in on you. She wants to marry you. You don't have anything to worry about. But she doesn't say anything. She doesn't like say, Dane, that guy sucks. She's like, oh, well, he is rich and handsome and way better than you in every way. But yeah, she's really into you for some reason. I don't know. So funny. We are officially in legit summer, and I have always wanted to be that person in the neighborhood that had like the best flower beds, like the flower beds that you kind of stop and look at when you're on a walk and they look so nice. I don't exactly have a green thumb, but my Lomi is helping me achieve my flower bed dreams. Now I turn my food waste into nutrient-rich dirt that I can feed to my plants and my garden. Now I have a Lomi. And it's changed the way that I think about my food waste. Lomi transforms my garbage into gold at the push of a button. It's a countertop electric composter that turns food scraps into dirt in under 4 hours. Now, I love composting. Plus, it's made my cooking at home even more fun. There's no food rotting in my garbage and smelling up my kitchen. And thanks to Lomi, I only have to take out the trash once a week. And it's a hassle-free, mess-free experience with no more disgusting leaking bags. I feel really good about using my Lomi because I learned that food waste makes up a huge portion of our personal carbon footprint. By reducing the amount of food that I send to the landfill, I'm helping do my part for the planet. All of my food scraps, plant clippings, and even those leftovers I forgot in the back of the refrigerator that are like 2 weeks old go back into my flower beds and my garden. That means that it's not going to landfills and producing methane gas. So I get to help the environment, and also at the same time, I'm making my life easier. And the Lomi's not very big. It's very silent. It doesn't smell at all. And it sits on my countertop. It's about the size of a crock pot. Whether you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just grow a beautiful garden and have the best flower beds in the neighborhood like me, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to lomi.com/craycray and use the promo code craycray to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to lomi.com/craycray, that's C-R-A-Y-C-R-A-Y, and use promo code craycray at checkout. Thank you so much, Lomi, for sponsoring this episode. This show is brought to you by Better Sleep. I don't have trouble falling asleep, but I do have trouble waking up in the middle of the night and getting back to sleep. When you've got a lot on your mind, it's hard to get the sleep that you need, but sleep is so important. With the Better Sleep app, you can personalize a sleep experience that calms your racing thoughts and boosts concentration. In fact, Business Insider says that Better Sleep is one of the most positively reviewed apps in the history of the Apple Store. I love Better Sleep because even though I live in a city, I love falling asleep to nature sounds. And with Better Sleep, I can personalize my own mix. There's so many sounds to choose from. Right now, my mix is like a campfire and something called Canadian Forest. I don't really know how that different from a regular forest, but the Canadian one is really good. And I even use some of the white noise sounds to focus at work during the day too. There's a lot of sleep meditations I really enjoy. There's binaural beats, and there's also one called Ocean Waves Sleep Hypnosis. I've used that one to fall back asleep when I wake up in the middle of the night. It works really well for me. Over 200 soothing sounds and a range of smart features to help you sleep faster, deeper, and for longer. And you can explore audio tracks from categories such as ASMR, brainwaves, meditation, stories, and more. This app has 55 million downloads and counting and is one of the most positively reviewed apps in the App Store ever. When you sleep better, you feel better. Improve your quality of life in as little as 1 week. Download Better Sleep from your App Store or Google Play. That's Better Sleep on the App Store or Google Play.
All right, we got to move on. Riley.
Let's talk Riley. Riley, wow. What's this guy's problem?
He really is one of these dudes that's like, I've been cheated on in the past, therefore all women are whores.
Yeah.
It's like his entire fucking personality.
It's awful. I mean, Violet has done nothing wrong. He calls her a liar because she gets a text message from her friend who's like her best friend at school, she says. It's like another teacher. And she's like, he was like asking me to evaluate the photo because I hooked him up with my, I like set him up on a date. Now, if Violet turns out to be lying, then this is pot of shame.
Which would be, I mean, this would be the most Matt Sharp thing ever, right?
It would be. But like, she doesn't try and hide it from him.
The guy that she's texting with is fucking Tyre.
That would be the best twist in 90 Day history. It would knock my socks off. Oh my God.
Violet is Carmella.
She's like, yeah, I lifted those pictures off the escort site. What? Yeah, what? I just like, I hate how Riley assumes that because Violet has a busy life and she has a job and a family to take care of and thus has shit to do, that she must be whoring around. Because right, if a woman's busy, goddammit, she must be whoring. There's nothing else she could be doing with her time.
I didn't come all the way to Vietnam to be with a woman with a job. I didn't know they had those here.
So annoying. But I like Violet. She doesn't take his shit. She's like, I don't ask you who you're texting at all times. I don't ask to see your text messages. And she makes it very clear, like her boundaries. She's like, we're just dating. We're not engaged. We're not married. I've never even fucking met you. So like maybe you're talking to somebody else right now, and that's actually none of my business. I kind of like the way that she framed it.
It's a good point.
You're dubious.
They're not engaged. Remember, Kim, he brought the engagement ring, but she has to earn it.
It's a promise ring, I thought. Is it an engagement ring?
It's not even an engagement ring. It's like, no, it's not even, it's a commitment ring.
Oh, God. Yeah. She better work hard for that one. There is nobody ever on this show that draws like healthy boundaries for privacy. And she just very clearly states, you have a right to privacy. If you get some text messages that you don't want to show me, that's okay. And guess what? You're not allowed to read through my text messages because I have a right to privacy. That is healthy.
Also, you're very ugly and bad. You no talk anymore.
She is so funny.
She's talking to the seamstress and she's like, what? That's not my fucking husband. And he keeps interrupting her because he's desperate to know what they're talking about. It's so pathetic.
Oh, you
stop talking. The seamstress is like, he's fucking old. And she's like, yeah, old and ugly.
This interaction with the I'm going to take you to a tailor and have some clothes like custom made for you, I thought was so hilarious. And I don't think we've ever seen a Vietnamese cast member yet. I was trying to remember.
No, Violet, no.
Violet says this is just how they are. Like they're always just joking around, like dicking around. And I think it's so funny. Like, I love this scene. 120 centimeters, your belly. Wow, very big. Do you think he's lovely? Yeah, but he's a little bit old, a little ugly. Yeah. I said you were a little bit ugly.
I maybe I misinterpreted this, but I thought that the seamstress was tongue-in-cheek asking Violet how big his cock was.
That's what I thought, too.
Which...
it's not 120 centimeters, I can tell you that. But.
No, but which is just so... it's, yeah. So anyway, she gets the text, and here we go. It's just, it launches off immediately.
Loses his mind immediately. Who is that guy? Blah, blah, blah. He has no shirt on. You're a whore. You're whoring around. And she's like, this is like my private life. If you're going to ask me about it reasonably, I'll tell you who the guy is. But it sounds like she's playing matchmaker. Now, I'm accepting that what Violet is saying is true, but it would be really funny if she if really it wasn't. Is.
I know. So she says, you know, this is my friend, blah, blah. We already talked about that. And then he tries to say, well, you never lie, huh? What about your ex-husband? What about your visa interview? And this is all very convoluted. Didn't really understand it. It sounds like she had a visa interview. Like, what is the context of that? Why would she have a visa interview? They're not engaged. Was this for someone else? Was this a tourist visa?
Yeah.
Just, it doesn't make any sense. She basically kind of says it's still in process and it's not like denied. And I guess he took that very badly, as if she lied about maybe even doing the interview at all. It kind of makes no sense. They're just yelling at each other. And then Violet basically just says, okay, listen, I can't cancel on my mom. Can you shut the fuck up and just be cool? And he's just like, okay, sure. So fight over now.
But before that, he assumes an extremely condescending tone, and he's like, Violet, I came a long way to see you now.
I know.
And you have so many secrets.
I came a long way.
She's like, if you think I lie, why'd you come here?
Right. It seems like he has it in his head that she is a huge liar. So he has that pre-existing assumption. So why date her?
Yeah. I like that she tells him to smile. First time in history, a woman tells a man to smile. When you meet my family, you better smile, you asshole. Don't be a grump. I thought this family meeting was very sweet, though. He is clearly, like, very taken with her family. He's so happy to meet them. The daughters are, like, kind of like, oh, wow, he's really here. And they're carrying this adorable dog. Her brother looks 14. I was so confused.
Yeah. The alley that her family lives in is really cool.
Yeah, I thought it was a beautiful setting.
It's nice. I really liked it. And it seems like maybe they run a business out of their house or courtyard. Obviously couldn't read what the sign said, but it looked like some kind of business sign. Don't get any details on that. He brings them nice after he proclaims, in America, we have doors. he gets really nice gifts for them.
The mother's like, where's the fuck's my gift? Like,
wild that he didn't get anything for mom. Come on.
Really,
man.
Weird. Really weird. Yeah. Not good.
Not a good look at all. The food looks insane.
Oh my God. I wanted to eat it so bad. What was that? It looked dumplings like some variation of pho. Like,
vegetable. Yeah.
It looked like fresh and delicious. I was very jealous of the food.
It didn't look like it. Mom's not fucking around either. You can tell where Violet gets it from. You date my daughter and she cries. You have a hot temper. Be better personality.
Riley's response to that is, I don't like being lied to. Oh, and fuck. At this point, the daughter, the like 13-year-old daughter is like,
excuse me? You're calling my mom a liar to her face in front of my fucking grandma? What? Who are you?
The daughter's like, the word liar, she says this in English. What a fucking badass. The daughter's like, the word, like calling her a liar is disrespectful. And like, that's a big accusation.
Yeah,
I was like, it's just
it's just a bit much, you know?
Yeah, it is. And mom's like, what?
Yeah. You get, yeah, mom is like, you guys are going to be freaking miserable if you get married. What are you talking about? What's happening?
Mom basically says, like, Vietnamese women are not assholes. So I don't know why you think that she's a liar, but she's not. And the daughter, again, like, it's always the teenagers that have the best relationship advice. She's like, you have to trust each other if you're going to be a couple. Again, in English. Like, this is incredible. Her daughters seem, like, super with it. Like, I really liked her daughters. The brother says zero words the whole time.
Right, right.
Forgot he was there.
Again, super duper mega pot of shame potential here.
Seriously, I would be totally on board with the super story twist of Violet having like six boyfriends and 100%. She's just like collecting money from all of them. I'm down with that. Like, as well, that would be really funny because it'd be so unexpected. But I think she's just like a normal person. That's like, why, if you think I'm such a shitty person, why are you even here? And I hope she breaks up with him.
She breaks up with him under the shadow of a Viet Cong tank.
Yeah. We're going back to the wherever they were last week, and we're gonna look at the tanks, and we're gonna play hide and seek, and I'm just never gonna come back.
Right.
Yeah. Let's talk Statler, the new kid on the block.
She looks like someone that would be fun to be friends with when you were in your 20s, you know?
Yeah. How old is she?
33.
Oh, wow. I thought she was younger than that. She yeah. is from Irving, Texas. Her girlfriend's name is Dempsey. Statler has a type, and it's a blonde British girl. That is what she likes.
It's the accent, for sure.
She said, out of a wet dream.
Seems like she has no qualms about fleeing the state of Texas immediately either.
No.
Which, you know, it's hot. So, get yeah. it.
I love her. Like, this girl is really funny. She's really genuine, you can tell. And she's self-deprecating. And I just, like, we open up to her, like, prying open a rotting log to look for bugs. What is happening?
She likes bugs, you know?
It's good. So great.
That's cool. So she has diagnosed ADHD. As she yeah. says, she really, 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 really has it. Mm-hmm. Because it is one of those things like...
everybody says.
It's like one of those things like, I have OCD. Oh my God, my OCD won't let me in. Just like, no, you don't. And stop yeah. it. Stop saying it. But... You can tell this has impacted her life and relationships in a lot of ways, you know, particularly around, I mean, it seems like she gets by at work, but, and maybe working from home, I don't know. It seems like she kind of implied that working from home was really hard for her.
Yeah.
Because she gets distracted by doing stuff around the house, and
her house is very clean. And she says the yeah. way that she phrased it was they've made us work from home since COVID. Like, she didn't like it.
Yeah.
So.
But this is clearly has affected her relationships as well. She has a hard time focusing on one thing for very long. She comes off as like very bouncy and bubbly. And I could see if you're in a relationship with her, I suppose it could get exhausting.
She calls it neurospiciness. And I just
that's
want to call that out. It's great. I love
that's
that.
That's cute. I could see you. She would have to be with the right type of person for sure. And I think it certainly narrows her options. I mean, she's super cute. She's fun. She really likes sex. Like, there's some stuff here. You know,
people really want to have sex with her. She is apparently gorgeous, by the way. Like, I think she's yeah. like super hot. And she says, like, she sometimes had sex with multiple women in the same night. She had yeah. sex in a church and in a busy elevator. Can you please speculate on the logistics of having sex in a crowded elevator, not an empty elevator where like, you know, nobody's going to come in, but like, it sounded like an elevator that was like moving between floors and people were getting on and off. How are you having sex in this elevator?
It's got to be hands down the pants. Maybe a trench coat was involved. You know, that's the only thing I can think.
Statler, though, yeah, she was adopted. I think this is sad because her brother, she describes it that her brothers were like perfect golden children. That those are her words. They were good at everything. They got perfect grades. And here comes Statler with her ADHD. Probably she didn't say this, but she implied that it was undiagnosed throughout her childhood. So she's just like failing at school, being compared to her brothers, such a disappointment to her parents. And then she felt like she was an even bigger disappointment to her parents because she came out as gay. I felt like this sucks. Like if her parents were, I don't know. I'd like to know more about this family situation, but I feel bad for Statler. That's unfortunate.
Look, having an undiagnosed, you know, non-neurotypical issue, and then you're in fucking Texas, and you come out as a lesbian. It's just a recipe for a pretty brutal adolescence. You know,
we don't really
know when she came out, but couldn't have been. It didn't. I guess it doesn't really matter. It's fucking sucked either way, I'm sure.
I'm so glad though that she decided. She was like, but then I decided, fuck it.
Just fuck a lot. That's it.
I accept myself and I'm going to go fuck now. And great for you.
I'm going to fuck on the first date and I couldn't care less what people think about it. Good for her.
I know. I love it. It's just, I love the producers. Like, how many dates does it usually take you to get a woman into bed? She's like, how many? Like 0.25? She's funny. But yeah, this is what's sad though. Statler is very desperate for unconditional love. She even says as much. And I can't remember.
And that's because, that's because of trauma though. You know,
that's because her parents, like,
yeah.
Remember we were talking about this when we covered queer love that, I don't know if this was in the recap or something, but it was the same thing with, Mildred. People that are abandoned by their parents oftentimes are looking for that unconditional love, which you usually only get from a parent, right? And because she didn't have that from her parent, she's seeking it out in a romantic relationship.
And we don't necessarily know the details of how she and her adoptive parents, like she it seemed like she didn't really want to get into it, but you could imagine after she came out, there was at least a little bit of abandonment from her adoptive parents. And then it doesn't sound like she has any knowledge about her birth parents either. So there's a double abandonment here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really big bummer, but this is going to really affect her ability to like,
really,
it just
really
seems like she goes hot and fast.
Yeah.
And she wants that love. And so, oh no, enter Dempsey. This girl, I couldn't tell that. I mean, given her ex-girlfriend's face was blurred, but I was like, this looks like the same woman. Like, she has such a type. This girl's from Darlington, England. That's like between Leeds and Newcastle. So like North England. And I love her accent. It's great. Then we go to chocolate.
I mean, it becomes pretty clear. I think that Matt Sharp is setting up a plot line here where she is going to, it seems like she always leads with her sexuality, which oftentimes, it's not always, but oftentimes that can be because of insecurity. And I wonder if she's going to do that, even if she doesn't, even if they start off a little bit slow, they're kind of setting it up to where she's going to be like very sexually free and experimental, and as she says, a freak, and Dempsey is gonna be way more vanilla, and you're gonna have like a Gino Jasmine situation almost, you know?
Yeah.
No offense to Dempsey, who seems not like Gino. I apologize.
I mean, we just don't know. I don't know how she's made this determination, but she also says if things do go well with Dempsey, She's just going to go get her stuff and move all the way to the UK. I'm like, oh, what about work? What about money? Have we thought through any of these things? Of course not, folks. This is before the 90. Nobody's thought through any of these details.
Not a once.
So, yeah, she's done this before, though. She had another blonde, and we learned this through the sex dessert restaurant conversation with her friend, that there was another blonde English girl. They had a great vacation together. And Statler was like, all right, I'm going back to the U.S. I'm packing up my shit. I'm ready to go. And then the girl dumped her as soon as she got home, saying that she was moving too fast. I'm like,
it was a Scott situation.
It was.
Yeah. But then it seems like this girl, it was a little bit unclear, but it sounded like this woman came back around and said, I made a mistake. Did you get that or was I confused? It sounded like her ex tried to get back with her and said, I made the biggest mistake, et cetera, et cetera.
I got that she like tried to go back because apparently she's still in touch with her, or I don't know if she reached out randomly, but Statler tells her friend that she's at the sex chocolate restaurant with, oh yeah, she wants to see me when I'm in England. I'm like, A, how did she know you're in England? B, like, do you talk to her regularly? Or like, it just seemed very weird that like the ex knew she was going to be in England and that she also wanted to see her. So yeah, unclear, but she wants to see her. So clearly she's still into her.
Maybe she was just talking too fast, but I didn't even catch that her ex was English.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy. So that's super drama potential number three here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't say where in England, but this is also interesting. I mean, Dempsey is from Darlington, which is in the north, but they're meeting in London, neutral territory.
Right.
And I don't know where this other girl lives, but Dempsey's like, I wait for no one. I don't give a fuck if I'm on 90 Day Fiance. I'm going for the month long Thailand trip with my family, and I'm just going to catch you on the flip side, and I'll meet you in London when I damn well please. But now she's got all these flight delays and she's not even going to make it. And Statler's freaking out. I'm like, just hang out in London for a night by yourself. What's the big deal?
That, or why didn't they, like, if you're Statler, don't you want Dempsey to be back and like resettled and be able to sleep for a day after a flight from Thailand? Why would you show up on the same fucking day?
I do not know, Kyle. I do not know. It seems very confusing.
Now you're going to have two people that haven't showered and are still wearing their shoes trying to bang.
Fucking God. Yeah. Seriously. Christian. I don't know. She seems like she has a lot of insecurities that if one thing goes wrong, she's just, her mind starts racing. She starts believing the worst. It's not good. She seems like she's spiraling. So
yeah,
I'm worried for her. I'm worried for her.
She has pretty bad anxiety. I can't stand it when people say you have to risk it all for love.
Oh my God.
I'm just thinking like, do you have to?
Sure. Yeah.
Can't you like emotionally? Yeah. Putting your heart out there. I get that. That feels risky for sure. But that's not what she's doing. She's upending her entire life, her livelihood, her friendships, her financial future. Like, we can't do a calculated risk. we can't
not
do a
before
little,
the 90.
A little more planning, and that's it's concerning because it sounds like her ADHD really affects her decision making, and her friend Sai just, I think, pretty clearly believes that she is repeating her mistakes and not dealing with her past. And that's unfortunate because she's a really likable person. I think there is someone out there for her, but it feels like it has to be more organic than this.
Mm-hmm. one last thing about Statler. I just want to give her props for being the only person in the history of the show that booked a reasonable flight. She is flying direct from Houston to London. Good for you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, lovely listeners. Are you sad that this podcast is just about over? Do you need something to listen to while you're on your long summer walks in your neighborhood, cooking or cleaning your house? Do you hate ads and you really can't skip through them because you're listening to this podcast when you're cleaning your house or cooking and you don't want to get spaghetti sauce on your phone? That's at least my deal. If you want to listen to Kyle and I talk about the absurdity of the 90 Day franchise of shows and occasionally other TV for even more hours every week, sign up for our premium podcast feed either on Patreon or with our 30-second super easy sign up on Supercast. It's only $5 a month. It's extremely easy to sign up for and add to the podcast app of your choice. You'll get an extended version of this podcast weekly, usually 1.5 hours to 2 hours long, no ads, and our B-Sides episode, which drops on Wednesday, where we discuss more 90 Day gossip and any other 90 Day shows that are currently airing. Right now, that's Love in Paradise. And coming soon, we have another season of The Other Way. And we have 90 Day UK Season 2, and we are so excited for both. You'll get full access also to our full, complete archive of podcasts. What are you waiting for? Treat yourself. I mean, it's less than a cup of coffee. Visit realitycraycray.com to sign up now. That's realitycraycray.com. So, Kyle, overall thoughts on the episode?
Entertaining. I think it's going to get real, real gross very soon.
I think it's like this was a lot of setup, but I was thrilled to meet Statler. I think she was like the highlight of the episode.
And, she's fun.
And then Violet. I think Violet is like hilarious as well. Really funny. Yeah.
Enjoyable.
Yeah. I mean, Gino and Jasmine is always just a shit show, but. Butt plugs, you know? So, I'm excited to see next week. I really want to see Statler land in London, although it looks like we're not going to see Dempsey next week. Just Statler getting sick.
Probably not. Just shitting.
Shitting her brains out. Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
We'll talk to you next week, episode 7.
Talk to you soon. Bye.